The Pocono 96.7 studio is powered by Spark Coffee.
Getting you through the day. Fresh, locally roasted coffee online and in-store. SparkCoffee.net.
Where's your spark?
Pocono 96.7.
In my little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye.
God keeps his eye on us all in my little town. How you doing? Gary C. back with you here on Pocono 96.7, 97.3 every Wednesday morning. The feature is called My Little Town, brought to you by St. Luke's Monroe Campus. I want to thank them for making this portion of the show possible. They're online at sluhn.org. There are many churches in this little town, and today Pastor Kofi Ashley and Peggy Strack from the East Stroudsburg United Methodist Church join me to talk about the church's 150th anniversary. Good morning, Kofi.
Good morning, Gary.
And Peggy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here this morning. Kofi's such an interesting name. Tell me about it. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Ghana in West Africa.
Uh-huh. And you were born on a Friday, I could tell.
Correct.
Tell the story about behind names in Ghana.
Well, from the ethnic group that I come from, when you're born, you're given a day name.
A day name?
Yeah, so there's day names for boys, for males, and day names for females. Mm-hmm. So if you're born on a Monday, your name is Kojo. If you're born on a Tuesday, it's Kwabna. It's Wednesday, Kweku. Thursday is Yao. And then Friday is Kofi. Saturday is Kwame. And Sunday is Kwesi.
No idea.
Yeah.
Peggy, is this news to you as well?
Yes, it is.
All right, but you have a Christian name as well, right?
Correct. My Christian name is Samuel.
Okay. Because that's the name that came up on my phone, Samuel. So you were born in Ghana, raised in Ghana, schooled in Ghana, then you came over here to the States, correct?
Correct. I was educated there, and then when I graduated, I graduated from the University of Ghana. Then I came to do my master's degree at East Stroudsburg University.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you started going to the church back then, right? Absolutely. You were an intern, you were telling me?
Yeah. I started actually as just a member, worshiping with the church, and then I started, doing everything that the church needed. And then I felt a call to go into ministry. Uh-huh. And so the church supported me, and I went to Drew Theological Seminary in Madison, New Jersey. Uh-huh. And then started my internship there at the church. Yes.
And you've always been in this area, right?
Correct. So I served Annalomic and Portland and Richmond in Mount Bethel, which is Bangor. And then I went up to Mount Pocono and served there for 8 years, yes.
Your church, the congregation, is celebrating its 150th anniversary. The building, though, Peggy, has been there since 1923 over on Cortland Street, correct?
Yes.
What can you tell me about that building?
Well, I know that at the time it was built, it was viewed as extravagant.
Is that right?
Yes.
At least it was a big building at the time.
Well, yes,
it still is.
It is still a big building, and it was viewed as more than necessary. But it has endured, and it's interesting about going back a little over 20 years ago, the congregation was deciding, do we stay in downtown East Stroudsburg and renovate the building, or do we look to buy land outside of the downtown area and build a church that maybe would have more room for growth, etc. And the overwhelming vote was to stay in downtown East Stroudsburg and to renovate the building. And so at that time, the downstairs where we had the kitchen and other classrooms and stuff was totally renovated. And that's when we built the big fellowship hall added on to the back of the sanctuary.
Gotcha.
So the congregation had a heart for a long time to be in downtown East Stroudsburg.
Now, that's not the original building, though. You were telling me there was an older building.
No, the original building was at the site of what used to be a hospital, a little just very close to where we are, but on Washington Street.
Peggy, you're in the choir, the church?
That's one of the things I do.
What else do you do over there?
Well, I'm part of the Stephen Ministry Program. I help with the community meals on Mondays. I'm on the staff parish relations team. And the most recent thing, of course, is I'm on the 150th anniversary team.
All right. Well, let's get into it. What is the church doing for its 150th anniversary? I think you have some live performances, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, since actually we started last November, but officially we've been doing something every month. So this whole year we've been doing every month we have something. We have a concert, an event. Wow. So last month, or this month, we just had a bluegrass concert with Dr. Pete Papalardo and the Renegade Ramblers. And then we also had a chicken dinner for the community and the church. And so in June, actually, this is where it's going to be exciting, because I'm bringing people from Ghana who live in New York. So we're going to have a Ghana dance ensemble and Ghana food and culture and also Caribbean food. So that will be June 25th from 3 p.m. So that's going to be exciting.
Do you still have family in Ghana?
Yes, my sister and my nieces live in Ghana, but my close relatives, like my mom and my dad, they've passed on, but I have extended relatives in Ghana, yes.
And you've got a series of programs going on all year, right? It's all on the website, right,
absolutely.
If you want to find out more about
it. Yes, we have a big, in July, we have an open house that's coming up July 23rd, and that's an interesting event for the whole community. For everyone to come.
July 23rd, open house over at the church, Peggy? What are you guys going to be doing there?
Lots of things. First of all, we're going to be giving tours of the church, just if anybody would like to just see what the church looks like. There's going to be tables set up representing all of the ministries that the church provides to the community, that anybody can stop by and learn a little bit about the ministries. There will be music inside and outside being presented by but mainly members of the church, all different styles. And there's going to be children's activities, fun kind of things where they can stop by and get their face painted, whatever. So it's just a total day of fun and opportunity for people in the community to see what is East Stroudsburg United Methodist Church, what are they all about.
That's July 23rd. What day of the week is that?
Is that a Saturday.
Saturday.
We're going to have food trucks, too, so people can come
by.
It's
from 12 to 4 p.m.
It's going to be a big party, though.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me more about the ministries. You mentioned something about a Stevens ministry. What is that?
Okay, that is not a Methodist ministry, but it is distinctively Christian. Started a long time ago, back in 1975, by a gentleman in St. Louis who was first a clinical psychologist, and then God called him to become a pastor.
Uh-huh.
And bottom line is, he quickly learned that there wasn't enough hours in the week to care for people. So he trained lay people from his congregation how to provide basic care by way of listening to people, providing Christian care, maintaining confidentiality, walking beside them when they're going through a tough time.
It sounds like mindfulness. I took a mindfulness class, and it's about listening intently and eye contact.
Right, and just providing.
And serving your fellow man.
Right, and so it's non-denominational, but it is distinctively Christian.
Uh-huh.
And we walk beside people. We train the people who recently were just commissioned in April, went through over 50 hours of training, and then they're assigned a care receiver one-on-one. Oh. Always, we just provide care for adults, and the idea is that they meet with their care receiver once a week for about an hour and just be a good listener and provide emotional and spiritual care.
Well, that
for
is
them.
Terrific. You also have a food program. Is it on Mondays? Is that
community meals? Yes.
Community meals. What's that all about, Peggy?
Basically, started quite a few years ago, but what it is right now is takeout meals every Monday from 2:30 to 4:30. People can stop by, get a good meal to go for free, and we also have a limited pantry where they can do shopping. We never know what what food we're going to have available. It all depends on our sources, what comes in. But what we have is put out and is free for folks that it would be helpful.
Are you cooking too, Peggy? You cooking those meals?
I help. I help wherever's needed. Sometimes I help cook. More often, I help serve.
You make a nice fried chicken? Is that what's going on over there? Can I get a nice fried chicken?
Yeah, she makes she made a special meal that...
What's your specialty, Peggy?
It was a meal that you said you made when you were growing up. You know, there was a good dish that you made, and I had some. It's like something that...
Do you remember that,
when
Peggy?
You were growing up, you enriched like that very much.
So, okay,
you
know, I'm trying to remember what
it's
it was.
Like a, I know. It's like, but it's supposed to be something that you grew up making, or your mom taught you how to make, and so you shared it with
Bottom
us.
Line is, we make all kinds of food. You never know. The folks who come, they never know what they're getting, but... it's something we all would be happy to eat, so we hope they are as well.
Peggy, do you have a family recipe for scrapple?
I don't have a family recipe, but I am Pennsylvania Dutch, and so I know about scrapple.
Oh, yeah. I like it a lot, and a lot of people outside of Pennsylvania, what scrapple? And then you got to explain what it is. It's delicious. I order it instead of the bacon when I'm at the diner. Kofi, what does it mean to be a Methodist? What does it mean to you?
Oh, yes. A Methodist... It started by two brothers. The whole going down in the 17th century, John and Charles Wesley.
Wesley.
Yeah. So they were actually originally Anglican priests, and they went to Oxford University. But this is the way they practiced. They were very methodical in their Christian discipline. So they will pray in the morning. They will worship. They will go to the prison. So actually, the name Methodist was supposed to be derogatory. They were supposed to be like not nice. Oh, these people are Methodists, you know. But it was just supposed to. They were very methodical people in their practice. So that's how the Methodist faith started. You know, these two brothers. One actually wrote a lot of hymns, and one preached the sermons, which is John Wesley, came over. So started this outside the Anglican Church. The movement grew, came across the pond, and started here under a gentleman by the name Francis Asbury, and Methodist has grown since. And actually, Methodist started with the foundation of this nation. You know, it broke away in the 17th century when America became independent from the British. But at the same time, the Methodists also broke off from, you know, the motherland, so to speak, you know, from Britain. So,
Pastor Kofi Ashley is here. Peggy Strack, too, from the East Stroudsburg United Methodist Church. We're going to take a quick break and come back with these folks on My Little Town, brought to you by St. Luke's University Health Network. They're online at sluhn.org.
Trust is the foundation of all relationships. It's the type of relationship you should have with your doctor. When you choose St. Luke's for heart care, you'll receive heart care from one of the 50 top cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. You'll have a highly specialized team trained in treating complex heart and vascular conditions, and have access to some of the most advanced heart technology. And more patients trust St. Luke's Heart and Vascular Team for second opinions to get them back doing what they love. St. Luke's, the heart care you trust, now more than ever.
Gary's Meat Market is now Sotera Family Meat Market. With everything you've loved about Gary's, now with a new name, expanded hours, and open every day. Sotera Family Meat Market has specialty burgers packed full of flavor. The freshest steaks in the Poconos, cut to your choice. Sotera Family Meat Market has original recipe ringed bologna and smoked meats, seasoned and slow smoked for the best flavor. Flavor and freshness, that's what it's all about at the Sotera Family Meat Market. Open every day, 1411 Chipperfield Drive, Stroudsburg, soteramits.com.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least 6 per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jamie's Log, Progressive, The Harrington's Backyard, Day 27, 3:33 a.m. 3:33, all those threes mean something, or I may be losing it. Been camped in The Harrington's Backyard for 27 days now, proving that Progressive has 24/7 protection. They told me every day they understand what 24/7 protection means. Think I'm finally getting through to them. 3:33.
Progressive doesn't just offer a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection. Just not literally from Jamie. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
It's Gary C. on the Pocono's Greatest Hits. Pocono 96.7.
And this is My Little Town, brought to you by St. Luke's Monroe Campus. They're online at sluhn.org. The East Stroudsburg United Methodist Church congregation is celebrating its 150th anniversary. Peggy, what else is on the agenda for this year over there at the church?
Well, we decided that for 6 months leading up to our final big celebration, which will be on November 6th, that we wanted to invite back former pastors.
Wow.
And so starting actually this coming Sunday, May 29th, will be the first guest preacher coming back, and that is Reverend Charmune Burgess. And interestingly, Charmune just started out as a member of our church, and then she started working on staff as the church administrator, and then God called her into the ministry, and she went to seminary. And as she was going to seminary, she was also working part-time, like as a associate pastor at our church. And then when she graduated from seminary, of course, she was going to other churches locally for a while, and then she was called to the West Virginia Conference. And So actually, currently, she's pastoring two churches in West Virginia, but she's coming back to preach this coming Sunday at both of our services.
Oh, the congregation's going to love to meet her, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. And then every month, we're having former pastors come. I don't know if you want me to mention this.
Get into it a little bit. Maybe there might be someone familiar to
Well, I think
listeners.
Some of them will be. June 19th, Reverend Gary Nicholson is coming. He was an associate pastor back in the 80s. But then on July 24th, our most recent pastor previous to Kofi, Reverend Jim Todd, will be coming.
Uh-huh.
And then in August, Reverend Candy LaBar, who again sort of was at our church as an employee before she became a pastor. And then in September, Scott Coonley, on September 25th, he was our youth director for 10 years. It's amazing how God calls some of our people who worked to then actually become pastors, and then God called them into the ministry. Yeah. And he started with seminary, and now he has left and is actually pastoring his own church.
Are you putting this all together? Are you scheduling all this?
I'm just a little part of it. Just a little part.
You
of
sound
it.
Like the church historian, too. You certainly know a lot about the history of the church.
Yeah, that part, yeah, she's handling that part.
I've been a member for 40 years.
Wow.
So I've been around a while.
And you sing in the choir. Are you soprano? Are you a...
No, I'm an alto.
You're an alto.
I'm purely just a choir member. You'd never catch me at a microphone by myself.
How big is the choir? How many folks do you have?
Small. We need more people.
You need more people.
But the final one that I wanted to mention, October 16th, is Reverend Dr. Edward Kimes, and he was pastor at our church for 16 years.
Wow.
So he would be well known in the community. Lots of people knew Reverend Kimes, and so he'll be coming back on the 16th to preach. So anybody out there who knows him, you're invited. Come back and get to see him.
Absolutely. But the climax is actually November 6th, which
on November 6th?
November 6th is actually the one service and the biggest party of all. For everyone. So that's when we kind of, put this thing all together and just have one final thanksgiving to God for all these years, for all these ministries, for all these people, for all the blessings and God's faithfulness. And actually, our theme for the anniversary is celebrating 150 years of God's faithfulness.
Gotcha.
So that's when we all come together to worship God, thank God, and then also have some kind of luncheon, a big luncheon after that. And we're inviting our bishop, who is the bishop of the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference, and other, dignitaries to come.
Oh, he's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Right. Here with Kofi and Peggy from the East Stroudsburg United Methodist Church. Is there a Sunday school?
Yes, we have a Sunday school.
I used to go to Sunday school.
Yeah, in between services. So we have two services. One is at 8:30 and one is at 10:45. And we offer...
I'll give me that again. It's every Sunday, right?
Every Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45. So there are two different worship style. So the 8:30 is what you call a traditional worship with liturgy and hymns.
Okay.
And then the 10:45 is live music with guitars and more drums. And, you know, electric guitars and, you know, piano, organ, you know, piano actually, basically. But we play the organ in the first service. So at the 10:45 service, during the service, we have a children's Sunday school.
Gotcha. And you have you have an organist there, right?
Yes. Yes. And actually, the organist is actually it's Peggy Strack's son.
Really? Peggy, your son is the organist?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes. He's very talented. And he worked with me in one of my early churches in Portland, United Methodist Church, you know, so that was good.
In the Methodist Church, are there acolytes or altar boys?
No. Yes. Actually, we used to have acolytes, you know.
That's what I was in the Episcopalian Church.
So before the service and after the service, you know, in the old days, you know, we have acolytes wear robes to light the candles up and then
take the candles.
And people had to actually be scheduled, you know, and parents love to bring their kids to be acolytes. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's not so much, you know, but other churches still use acolytes.
In the Methodist Church, do you serve communion?
Yes. We serve communion once a month.
Just once a month.
Once a month. And
First Sunday
of the month, we give communion. But, you know, people can request communion if they want to
Do you baptize babies?
Absolutely.
Do you perform weddings?
Yes, yes.
You do it all.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Are your services live streamed?
Yes. Actually, they are. We were very fortunate that before the pandemic, the church was making preparations to go that way. And so we have a very good equipment for live streaming. We use, we stream on Facebook and also YouTube.
I guess during a pandemic, that was a big deal. Right?
Yes.
Peggy, what else is coming up? Anything else you want to talk? You brought a lot of notes, and I appreciate it. Let's make sure we get it all on the radio this morning.
Well, just in addition to the open house coming up that Kofi mentioned and also the celebration of the Ghana music and food, we're going to be having a concert on August 14th, which is featuring a gospel music group called the Fawcetts. Uh-huh. And in September... September 24th from 12 to 3, there's going to be a Books, Bears, and Prayers event, which is focusing on children's ministry outreach. And let's see, I guess that's about it by way of special things. And sometimes people come, even as we think the schedule is set, they'll say, well, what about this? And then it gets added on. So,
yes.
So bottom line is this is sort of six months of real celebration of God, as Kofi said, God's faithfulness to our congregation all through the years.
Right. So. Two services on Sunday, 8:30 and 10:45 for the late risers. And you do something on Wednesdays, don't you?
Yes, Wednesday, every second and fourth Wednesdays, we have a Wednesday night service at 7 p.m.
Okay. And you're over on, give the address. It's
83
South Cortlandt Street. Yes. What else, Kofi? You got anything else you want
to say? Yeah, I was going to say that, like Peggy was saying, we update the schedule all the time. I know there's a pickle festival coming up in town in October.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. And
we're
going to have a representation there. Our church is going
to
be present.
Good idea.
You know, so things going on in the community, we're going to be part of that. We're planning in the early stages of a dinner fundraiser, you know, at some point. So we have all kinds of things coming up, you know.
Kofi Ashley is the pastor, and Peggy Strack has been here this morning, who is in the choir and does a lot with the 150th Anniversary Committee, but she will not be singing a solo on Onward Christian Soldiers this morning. We won't be getting that out of her on the radio. That was my favorite hymn. Something about that one.
Yeah.
Remember that one? Onward Christian, come on. Soldiers marching us to war
with the cross of Jesus going on before.
All right, very good. Kofi and Peggy, the East Stroudsburg United Methodist Church, their 150th anniversary. The building has been there since 1923. And thanks so much for coming up this morning. Amen, right?
Amen. Thank you, Gary.